So I have to warn you that the beginning of my sermon is not the happiest, most cheerful sermon opening I've ever given, but I can assure you that there is good news. So can you hang with me? Good Lutheran responses, like, eh, whatever. You're the pastor. I was a seminary senior when we got word that the Columbine shooting had happened. And my colleagues and I, because this is what baby pastors do, we put together a service that night to hold vigil for our brothers and sisters in Columbine. And we wondered together, what would it look like for our ministry in this suddenly new age? Emily was 4 and a half. She was getting, I was getting ready to send her to kindergarten the fall after the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting happened. Now, Ted and I had talked as we got word about this shooting, and we agreed that we weren't going to turn on the TV because we didn't want Emily to hear that this had happened, because we didn't want our anxiety to become her anxiety. And as I sat there with her on the couch and she was playing a game and I was scrolling on my phone, reading all the latest updates that I could possibly get, I pulled her close to me and I cried. And I wondered, how am I going to put my baby girl on a bus in the fall and send her to school? I honestly contemplated in that moment homeschooling her. And I decided in that moment that she was never going to drive. She was never going to go to college. And I became okay with the fact that she would live in my basement forever because I wanted to keep her safe. And 3 months into the school year, when she started kindergarten, she came home and she told me, "Mom, we had a drill today." And I said, "What for?" "An angry, loose dog." I'm like, "What?" It was an active shooter drill. But thanks be to God, the Headkey administration called it an angry, loose dog so that my kindergartner wouldn't be terrified. In the last 6 months, we've had shootings at a mosque in Christ Church, New Zealand. 2 synagogues. 7 people died at Mother Emmanuel during Bible study. And just this week, another shooting in Colorado. I heard the news about the shooting. And do you know what my first thought was? And maybe you had this thought too. At least no one died this time. That was before we got the news that Kendrick Castillo had passed away. How numb have we become that our first thought is, at least no one died this time. Friends, I want our faith to matter. And let me tell you what that means. I want Satan and the powers of evil to look at us as baptized Christians and say, "Oh, they're totally off limits. There's nothing I can do to them." Wouldn't that be nice? Imagine not being scared for our children, not having to deal with illness and shattered families and broken hearts. But that's not the way the world works, is it? In fact, our baptism often leads us into the wilderness, not out of the wilderness. Now, I will tell you that I always start my sermons for the next week on Monday, right? Not on Sunday morning at 9:50, no matter what you think. I start them on Monday. I like to read the text and kind of get an idea of where the Spirit might be leading. And some weeks, it's amazing, because all of a sudden, I know in that moment exactly what I'm going to preach on. I'm like, "Yay, Holy Spirit, thank you so much." This past week, on Monday, I read the text from John and from Revelation, And there wasn't anything that was really gripping me. I'm like, okay, I've still got time before Thursday. And then Tuesday, I read it again, and there was still nothing that was really grabbing me. And then I heard about the shooting in Denver. And I went back to Scripture, and I read it again, and the line that popped out of me was from Jesus. It says, "Nothing will take my sheep out of my hand." Nothing. Our Lord, the one who created the universe, who saved the world, holds each of us in his hand. And there is nothing in this world that can take us away from that. Friends, you can't even jump out of his hands. I left the kids alone a little bit yesterday to go visit Stu and Denise. And I said, "Whatever you do, don't jump out of the window." And they're like, "Oh, we'll just sit on the roof instead, Mom." No. We can't jump out of Jesus' hands. He holds us tightly and securely so that no matter what happens in this life, in this world, no matter how much we want to run away and hide, Jesus has got us just like this. So that when we leave this life through whatever means, Jesus will escort us into eternal life. I love the reading from Revelation today. John has this beautiful picture of all the saints in heaven gathered around the throne of God, and they are singing praises to God. And one of the elders asks him, "Who are these people that are gathered around?" And John says, "Sir, you know." And the elder says, "These are they who have come through the great ordeal." You see, our baptism doesn't get us out of ordeals. Our baptism doesn't get us out of hard times. Our baptism walks us through those times. Krista, do you remember going on a squeegee hunt at camp? Or was that before your time? You don't remember? There's a song I learned at camp. It's a call and response, and I'm not going to ask you to do it today. It's called "Going on a Squeegee Hunt," right? And spoiler alert, the squeegee is in the cave. Don't go into the cave if you don't want to see the squeegee. Allie and Lauren, do you remember when we did this at Vacation Bible School? It's fun because as we're going on this squeegee hunt, the leader takes the kids on an imagination journey, right? So the words go, "We're going on a squeegee hunt. We're going to catch a big one. I'm not afraid. What's that up ahead?" And then this is where imagination kicks in. You encounter with the kids a huge tree, a flock of birds, a field of grass, a lake, all sorts of things, whatever you can think of in the moment. And then it says, "Can't go over it. Can't go under it. It's too big to go around it. We've got to go through it." And friends, if that is not a metaphor for our Christian life, I don't know what is. This week, with another shooting in Seattle, and the juxtaposition of that with Mother's Day, I wish I could tell you this morning that because you are baptized, you are going to get out of every pain and trial in the world. But that's not true. But Jesus walks us through our pain and our trials. In the Gospels, every time the disciples are in a storm, Jesus is with them. He is calming the storms. And that is no less true for us today. And so, when we come to something that is terrifying and scary and horrible that we want to get out of, I hope that you remember me saying that Jesus is with you as you walk through that storm, as you walk through that flood, as you walk through that fire. You, my friends, are never alone and never apart from Christ. Amen.